At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
One of the fun topics swirling and twirling around Minnesota Vikings land is the fact that Kevin O'Connell considers himself a quarterback killer. Oh, a quarterback killer. Kevin O'Connell was at this Faith and Life event where a fan asked Kevin O'Connell how he goes through the quarterback progression, how he analyzes Drake May and J.J. McCarthy, and how he sees quarterbacks who are going to be entering in the NFL draft. And he went through his whole little spiel of talking about footwork and talking about what he likes to see in quarterbacks and what can be changed and what can be taught and what can't be taught. But the biggest thing that he said was that he was and is a quarterback killer in the Minnesota Vikings organization. Now, what does that even mean? What is a quarterback killer? And is Kevin O'Connell special? Is he unique to the Minnesota Vikings organization? This take is presented by Hoakland Farm. Check out Hoakland Farm for rotationally grazed, 100% grass-fed Hereford beef. This beef is sold in quarters and halves, and they have custom sample packs so you can try before you buy. Contact Jared at 952-491-1541 and get 20% off your first order if you tell Jared you heard about Hoakland Farm on the Minnesota Tim podcast. So back to the topic at hand. What does it mean to be a quarterback killer? Well, the way I interpreted Kevin O'Connell's message at the Faith and Life event is that he is a guy that has values in what he sees in quarterbacks that are entering the NFL draft or that are already in the NFL that he wants on his roster as a head coach or offensive coordinator, QB coach, whatever. So, for example, he sees things from Drake May that he likes, he sees things from J.J. McCarthy that he likes, and he sees things in Michael Penix Jr. or Bo Nix that he might want to stay clear from. And the number one thing, and he's talked about this before in the past, is quarterback accuracy. You cannot teach accuracy. I believe that too. You're either accurate or you're not. You can teach footwork. You can't teach downhill or downfield explosiveness, arm strength, things like that. But what really bothers me about Kevin O'Connell's quarterback killer comments, it's not even necessarily what Kevin O'Connell said, but it's more so about how everybody is reacting to it. What he is telling us is what every general manager and head coach do in the NFL. Every general manager and head coach go through evaluations and say, you know what, we like this quarterback and we don't like this quarterback. If this guy falls to us, we are not drafting him. But if we can get our hands on this quarterback, well, we are going to draft him. That's exactly what Kevin O'Connell is saying. And that is exactly what every single general manager and head coach in every single NFL organization do. So when you think about the term quarterback killer, it sounds way more intense than it actually is. Because it's not actually that intense. It's actually a very, not basic, but it's a very common thing that every single evaluator in the NFL does. Because that's what they do at scouting combines, during college football games in the off season where they're watching those college football games. That's what they're doing at their pro days and their one-on-one private workouts with teams. You look at a player, you say, you know what, I like this guy, he's worth drafting, and you know what, you look at this guy and say, you know what, this is too big of a weakness, he's not going to fit our organization, I'm going to stay clear of this guy. So what Kevin O'Connell is saying in terms of being a quarterback killer, you know, maybe what he's telling us is that Kwesi and other people inside the Minnesota Vikings organization just want a quarterback. And maybe Kevin O'Connell is telling us that he's nixed ideas like Bo Nix or Michael Penix Jr. or quarterbacks in the past like a Malik Willis or a Will Levis who the Minnesota Vikings could have got their hands on. Maybe Kevin O'Connell said, you know what, no, I'm not drafting that guy. I don't want that guy on my team. Hard or easy, no. I don't want that quarterback. He's not NFL ready, and he will never be a franchise guy. So, with all of that being said, Kevin O'Connell is a quarterback killer, in his own words, which means really a whole lot of nothing, because all evaluators go through their evaluations and say, we're not drafting this guy, we're drafting this guy. And I love the comments, even though earlier I said they really bother me, because they're fun. Because they're intriguing and they're exciting a few days before the NFL draft. They bother me because people think that they're these just crazy, never heard of comments before, when he's really telling us what every single general manager and head coach do in their organization. It's not a surprise. But it sounds cool. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you're watching on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button right there. And if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, please rate, review, and follow this podcast wherever you're listening to this podcast. Everyone, take care, and thank you for making this podcast and this episode a part of your day.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.